Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you, get your Bible, get a notepad and a pen. We're going to give out a lot of scriptures because the Bible teaches that scripture interprets scripture. The Bible teaches us that no man should give a private interpretation of the Word of God. According to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. So that's why I want to encourage you to get your Bible. We're going to talk a little bit about the soul before we go into a class that we're teaching regarding the soul. But I want you to look at Genesis 2, verse 7. The Bible said, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. I want to encourage you to stick with the Bible because the Bible is correct. And look at what Jesus said in Luke 9, 25. It says, for what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself? Now, Jesus here is calling the himself the man. Man is a soul, no matter how you put it. That's what Jesus taught. That's what the Bible teach. It says again, for what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Now, I want to look at St. Mark chapter 8, beginning at verse 34. And basically, you're going to see Mark saying the same thing. And he's going to call the soul whosoever. He's going to call the soul his life. He's going to call the soul himself also. Listen to what it says in Mark chapter 8, starting at verse 34 down to verse 36. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Jesus say that the person is a soul. So this is the way we should say it. Man is a soul. He possess a spirit and he live in a body. And I know we've been taught the opposite, but that is not biblically correct. Most of the teaching around the country states that I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body. To say it that way, you are really stating that the soul is something you have. No, the soul is not something you have. The soul is who you are, according to the teachings of the Word of God. Man is a soul. Now, in Proverbs 20, verse 27, the Bible said the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It never said that the spirit of man is the man. It said it was the candle of the Lord searching all the inward parts of the belly. Give you a confirming scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. What man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of the man that's in the man? Telling you that the man is not the spirit. The man is a soul. The man possesses a spirit. Now, for the sake of time and the sake of study, we'll come back and explain it on another lesson. The soul is natural spirit, but it is not divine spirit. The candle of the Lord in us after the born again experience is divine, but the soul is still natural. Glory to God. We need to make sure we don't mix the soul and the spirit up together, because the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, that the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and joints and marrow. That scripture tells us that the soul, the spirit, and the body can be separated asunder or taken down in parts. So we know that man is three major parts, spirit, soul, and body. But for the sake of time, as we get ready to go into the lesson, I want to share with you that man is a soul. Now, Matthew 11, 29, Jesus said, come unto me and I'll give rest to your soul. 1 Peter 2, verse 20, he said, you've returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. 1 Peter 2 and verse 25 is showing how that after you're saved, that you come back to Jesus Christ, he wanna be the shepherd of your soul. Amen. That's why I quoted that verse. Now, Hebrews 13 and verse 17, the Bible said, obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your soul. Glory to God. 1 Peter 1 and 9 says, receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. Hebrews 10 verse 39, the Bible said, we go all the way to the saving of the soul. Matthew 24 and verse 14, the Bible said, to him that endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved. Talking about the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your soul. 1 Peter 1:9. In Luke 21 verse 19, Jesus told the apostles, in your patience, you'll possess your soul. So the soul is on a different program than the spirit. The spirit has been born again. The soul is in the process of being born again. And that's why I do a lot of teaching on the soul. And let me share this. The soul is far bigger than the mind, the will, and the emotion. The soul is the person, and the person contains the mind, the will, and the emotions. So we need to get that straight. It's very important. The soul is what God is after now. The Bible says he that winneth souls is wise. And so God want to win the souls of the saints. Hallelujah. So that's why you was born again, so that God now can win your soul. Now I want you to go search the scripture, because this shouldn't be my doctrine or anybody else's doctrine. It's got to be the Bible. So that's why I give you a lot of scripture. And somebody may say, well, the word soul is mistranslated. Not so. When you study and look at the word in context, you'll find that the word soul means soul. To God be the glory. Now, we're going to go into some teaching for the day that is very important. And James 5, verse 19 through 20 shows the importance of being taught properly and the importance of good doctrine. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16, that you are to continue in the doctrine, and if you do, you'll save yourself and them that hear you. Now, let's go into the word today, and I'm going to continue informing your soul of some necessary things. God bless you. We'll come at the end and give you more information.
We'll save a soul from death. The soul is what you educate. The soul is, if you put false information in the soul, you can go to hell behind it. Yeah. If the soul is not taught right, there's a lot of people sitting in churches being emotionally thrilled this morning, but they're not getting wisdom and knowledge from God. And if your soul is not educated properly in the things of God. Now, your soul may be educated about your job, because you can go to your job tomorrow and do a good job. But that's coming out of your soul, because you've been trained how to do it. You done went to school how to do it. You can figure things out. You see what I'm saying? You've been educated right regarding the natural. But if you're not educated right regarding the spirit, you can lose your soul forever. So you'll save a soul from death. It is scripture telling you, if you get in error, you'll die. Yeah. And he ain't talking about no physical death only. He's talking about separation from God. Because if you stay in truth, you're going to die. Yeah. At least one day. Right. Okay? Save a soul from death, and watch this, hide a multitude of sin. And he ain't talking about just covering it and letting you keep sinning. He's talking about hiding it in the sea of forgiveness, burying it, blotting it out. Okay, now put up John, 2 John 1:9. Look at this. Whosoever means whosoever. Save the lost. Whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, correct teaching regarding Christ, correct teaching regarding this Bible, how this Bible see it. Anyone that transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. You can lose the God that you met the day you got saved if you get in error and don't get it straight. False doctrine will lead you away from God. That's a fact all over the Bible. And that's why 1 Timothy 4 verse 1 said, in the latter times some going to depart from the faith, which means they was once in the faith. He said they're going to depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Doctrines. Satan know how important doctrine is. He know if he can indoctrinate your soul and get you to believe a lie, he know he can lead you to hell like that. So anyone who transgresses, abideth not in the doctrine of Christ, has not God. You can lose God by wrong teaching. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son. And I know all the arguments of the church world. You know, where you can't lose your salvation, where you can't do some. Go in this Bible and search it. I dare you, search it. Search it, line up on line, precept up on precept. Now, if you wanna keep the lies you've been taught and assume that you're right because you saw one scripture you think said, approved what you think, man, that's you playing Russian roulette with your forever after this life. This Bible got to back up what you believe line on line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. Everything has to match. And if it don't, and you got a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little, you put a little water in your oil tank, in your car if you want to. Abideth in the doctrine of Christ, has the Father, and has the Son. You want to keep God? You want to keep His presence? Stay inside of truth. Okay? All right. I'm just about there where I'm going today. All right. 1 Timothy. No, let me go here first. Acts 2 and verse 40. Put that up there. Watch this. Oh, that's the right scripture, but I don't know if this is right. Somebody read that for me. Nisha made an honest error. Nisha do a good job. Amen. Get out here. We are not humanly perfect, but we can be godly perfect. Okay? Somebody read Acts 2 and verse 40 for me. Go ahead and read that for me.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation.
Now I want y'all to search this doctrine I'm teaching and search behind me, because this is it's your responsibility to search behind every preacher. Okay? Now, Peter in Acts chapter 2 told the people, said, what must I do to be saved? Peter in Acts chapter 2 verse 37 through 39 told the people, repent, be baptized, every one of you, and receive the Holy Spirit. Most of the church stopped right there at verse 39 and said that that was the sum total of salvation, and that's the way we've been teaching it for decades. Peter went on in the next verse, kept talking, and the church stopped at verse 39. In verse 39, after he said, receive the Spirit, when you receive the Spirit, you're born again. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. All of that is one and the same, to be honest with you. Now, I ain't got time to get into that, but those people that was born again that day of Pentecost and filled and start speaking, okay, in other tongues. Now, when they receive the Spirit, according to the order that Peter put salvation in, the next verse Peter said, save yourself from this untoward generation. Who been preaching that in the church lately? What in the world is it? If you don't know, go to the website and it's free. I won't charge you. He said, save yourselves, after he told you how to be saved. We better study the Bible, because a lot of people think they're going to heaven and got this Bible wrong. Go to the next one. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16. Watch, Nisha did a good job here. Nisha, you know this message. Huh? Nisha is good. Okay. 1 Timothy 4 and verse 16. You don't want to work? Oh, that's it. Watch this. I'm just about there, because I got a few things to say after I finish talking the scriptures. 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. Watch this. Take heed unto thyself. Believe it or not, thyself, he's talking about the soul. If you want a confirming verse, write down St. Luke chapter 9, verse 25. Jesus taught that the thyself or the himself, which is the same, is the soul. That's your soul. And at salvation, when you got born again, guess who was born again? Who was this? This was not born again. Everybody think this been born again, and that's, therefore they think he just going to get in because this got born again. When this got born again, on that born again day, this was washed and renewed. The whole soul. And it was sanctified. Now God say, stay that way till I come. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. Which means when you got born again, the whole person was blameless. But explain the blameless. This was born from heaven. This was just washed and renewed and sanctified. This, God cut the spirit of iniquity out. You don't have no sin nature no more. And hence, 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He was brand new. Spirit born, soul washed and clean, body sanctified. Now, stay that way till Jesus comes. How many people stayed that way? Not many, because we wasn't taught it. Because you know why? The preacher's over here teaching this. Y'all see me? Y'all hear me? I'm telling you, it's a mass deception. You think Hitler deceived folk and killed? Do you think Hitler did something? This devil did something bigger. He killing all the Christians. Because we over here focusing right here, and this is the person that's going unwatched. So he said, take heed to your soul, yourself, watch this, and unto the correct doctrine, correct teaching, stay out of the spirit of error, because if you get in the spirit of error, you can still lose your soul. That soul need truth. That's why the Bible put a fivefold ministry in the body and said, now feed my sheep. Who am I feeding? The soul. I'm educating the soul. I'm giving wisdom and knowledge to the soul. But the church got detoured by the devil and we're trying to feed the spirit. And the soul's starving to death. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Watch this. Continue. See that word right there? What happened if you don't continue? I'll give you a confirming verse. Write this down. John chapter 8. Scripture interprets scripture. This is not my doctrine. This is the Bible. The Bible interpret the Bible. The Bible bear witness with the Bible. Now I'm going to show you that this is the Bible's doctrine. Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 31 and 32, if you continue in my word, what is his word? John 17:17, thy word is truth. If you continue in my truth, in my word, then, and only then, are you my disciple, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But if you don't continue, and you get in error, and you walk in a lie, you can still lose your soul after you've been born again. Because this is the candle of the Lord. And Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5 through 7 shows that God made one creature, but when he get ready to judge the soul, the real person, he can take his spirit. Go read it. It's in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 5 through 7. It says, man, who is a soul, goeth to his long home, which means the man that has been separated from the spirit, and he gone into eternity without God. Because if he's saved, he'll never be separated from the spirit. The both of them go into the presence of God. But if this man chooses not to follow God, then God sever the spirit out of that man. And the Bible said the spirit returned to God who gave it. The body go back to the dirt. The soul goes into eternal hell after he's judged. It's called he disassembled it. God, you could take a car and take the transmission out, the motor out, and you got a body over here, motor and a transmission. Put them back together, you got one car that'll function. You got one man here. If I don't do right in this body when I die, God can take the body, send it to the grave, take the spirit, send it back to God, my soul will stand and give an account for the deeds and my choices in this earth. Picture. You can write these scriptures down to verify all of this. I got too much Bible. And I ain't preaching my doctrine or my interpretation. I'm preaching scripture, interpreting scripture. That's why it takes me time sometimes, because I got to let the Bible preach the message and not me. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 5 through 7. Luke 23, verse 46. Matthew 27, verse 58 through 60. Acts chapter 2, verse 27. Acts chapter 2, verse 24. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 10 through 12. Just in case if I went too fast, I will call them out again, because somebody may be online writing them. And you can go to our website. Once we edit these messages, we put them online, and I won't charge you for it. Oh, I'm going to bear down on that, because God told me to bear down on it. The church has gone too far with money. You can go on sell. One man came to a preacher church in Texas, came in, the preacher let him preach. The man got everybody's address in the church, and he sent out a newsletter every month to the sheep. I don't even know if he sent one to the pastor. He sent one to the sheep. I got a series on sale, a word from the Lord, $39.95. I am not talking about $39.95. $3,995. If that's really a word from God, how many people are going to get that word? That's a lot of poor people I know ain't going to get that word. I ain't going to get that word. And I don't want it. And somebody needs to cry loud and spare not. Now, if somebody get mad at me because I'm doing my job, I love you, but I can't help but speak the things that I've heard and seen. $3,995. Then after he sell probably 100,000 of them, then he'll come back. I'm going to cut the price down to $2,000. I'm going to give you a deal. You got the Holy Spirit? You got your own Bible? You'll do better taking that $39.95 and buy you a car. And let the Holy Spirit teach you. Or go to our website and you go here. You ain't got a dollar figure on it. Or you know, the devil don't like me. I don't like him either. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 5 through 7. Luke 23, verse 46. Mark 27, verse 5, verse 58 through 60. Acts 2, verse 27. Acts 2, verse 24. Isaiah 53, verse 10 through 12. Here's the sum total of what I just read to you. You can go search the scriptures and see, won't the scriptures say the same thing? What I'm about to say, I got it from what the scripture says. I am not preaching my doctrine. Here's what the scriptures say. That Jesus, when he got ready to go into hell, God, tell me, right, the Hebrews 4:12 says he's able to separate asunder, which means he can take the spirit, soul, and body down in parts. Just like he put it together, he can take it down in parts. Disassemble. Okay. If God, watch God how he disassembled Jesus. Jesus got to go into hell. Now, Jesus said on the cross, he said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Commend means to commit. It means to entrust. It means to send forth. Jesus' spirit went back to God. Same thing that's going to happen to a man when he go to hell. Jesus didn't go to hell because he sinned. He went to hell because he took up on him sin. And the soul that sinned, so when Jesus became sin, when he took our sins, he had to go to hell. Okay? But that was his plan to redeem all souls. So before he went to hell, he said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So his spirit did not go to hell, contrary to what some doctrines teach, that the spirit and soul would never be separated, and the spirit and soul goes into hell. That ain't in the Bible. That's a false doctrine. Go search your Bible. Because they got major ministers teaching that. That spirit is God's agent. That's going back to God. And if the soul's smart, you better go with it. So Jesus gave his spirit to God. His spirit. Not the Holy Spirit. His spirit. Now, you got the soul and the body. The disciples came, all that in the scripture I gave you. The disciples came, took his body, took it to the tomb, and it stayed in the tomb. Ain't there but one thing left. His soul. Isaiah 53, go look at it. The Bible said he made his soul an offering for sin. And in Acts, those scriptures I gave you in Acts, it says when he raised him from the dead, he released his soul from the pain, P-A-I-N-S, plural, pains of death. The Bible says his soul went to hell and his soul was in pain in hell. And when God raised him from the dead, God released him from the pains of death. Go read your Bible. Go check Curtis Lewis out. And while you're checking Curtis Lewis out, you're going to find out you're checking the scriptures out. His soul went into hell. Nothing but his soul. And his soul, the Bible said he's going to seal the travail of his soul. And then he's going to release all of the other souls. Jesus sold for a soul. Okay? Go check it out. And I'm giving you a lot of study. Now, go to 1 Timothy 1 and 3. Nisha. We're in school. We're not in traditional church. We in school. You're going to have to really want to be saved. Because if you don't really want to be saved and you don't really want to know the truth, you won't last around him. You won't. Because I am not going to ever build a tradition of church. I am not going to try to build tradition of members. We are discipling people into the truth. Oh, no, I need 1 Timothy 1 and 3. If you don't have that, read that for me. 1 Timothy 1, 3. Now listen to 1 Timothy 1, 3. And then...
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast. And for more free teaching, I want to encourage you to go to our webpage, www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. Again, the webpage is www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis, and we love you. We thank God for you. And remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you.